After a lengthy and sometimes emotional debate, the Iowa House last night approved a wide-ranging gun rights bill and sent it over to the Senate for their consideration. Republicans argue it restores Iowans' Second Amendment rights that have long been denied. Democrats call it dangerous and predicted more gun violence if it becomes law. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
It was an exciting day for Missouri Valley Republican Matt Winchettle.
We have a bill before us here today that absolutely advances Iowans' rights. It expands their freedoms and allows them more individual responsibility to make decisions for themselves.
The bill, the product of 10 years of work, allows Iowans to carry weapons at the State House, makes weapons permits confidential, classifies fewer guns as offensive weapons, requires less frequent background checks, approves handgun possession by children, and enacts so-called stand your ground, doing away with the duty to retreat if your life or safety are threatened. The racial implications of that have been stressed since the bill was introduced. That came out again in the debate. Representative Ross Smith, an African-American from Waterloo, believes the bill will protect people who fire a weapon because they're threatened by someone of color.
As recent as April 2016, there were cross burnings in Dubuque. I wonder if those who set that cross ablaze may see Stand Your Ground as a get-out-of-jail-free card based on their reason.
To make his point, Smith put a hoodie over his suit and tie to show how he might present a threat. Looking up to the gallery, Representative Winchettle acknowledged the two young Gibson sisters from New Virginia who lobbied for the right to handle pistols under the supervision of their parents.
This is one of my favorites in the bill. Natalie, Meredith, this is yours.
Winchettle accepted a Democratic amendment to require the parent to be close enough to observe the child who's handling the gun. But on another issue involving adults, Republicans rejected a Democratic proposal to require hands-on training to get a gun permit. Newton Democrat Wes Breckenridge said the online training the bill allows is not enough for an amateur.
They'll go online for 2 or 3 hours, turn in their paperwork, get their permit to carry a weapon, and then they'll go purchase a weapon, may never handle it, or if they do handle it, very, very minimal, may have not ever shot it, but then they carry it around. To me, that's not protecting Iowans.
We have a right to carry firearms for protection and self-defense.
Again, Representative Winchettle.
Putting a 20-hour requirement on anybody who would like to exercise that right in the future, to me, seems egregious.
On yet another gun issue, current law prevents cities and counties from passing gun restrictions stricter than state law. The bill will make that easier to enforce. One Republican lawmaker, David Heaton of Mount Pleasant, voted against the bill because of that. Heaton says Mount Pleasant should be able to ban guns in city council chambers after their mayor was killed and 2 city council members wounded by a disgruntled citizen back in 1986. Earlier in the day, members of the Iowa Firearms Coalition met at the Capitol to get briefed on the bill. The gun debate was scheduled on the day the group had already designated as Second Amendment Day on the Hill. Vice President Kurt Liske told the group the scheduling was a way for lawmakers to thank the activists who helped elect Republicans.
You know, the fact that they're doing this is a real testament to you guys and the fact that you're out there helping with campaign work, things like that.
And at least one Democrat expressed concern that anyone voting no on the bill could be targeted in the next election. Winchettle advised the activists not to relax until the bill is on the governor's desk.
We've still got our work cut out for us when we move this over to the Senate.
Beyond that, he said he'll be back next year with ideas for further expansion of gun rights, including what's called constitutional carry. That allows the legal carrying of weapons without a government permit. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.